William Morrow and Harper Audio present Heiress Gone Wild by Laura Lee Gerke, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. A prestigious girls' finishing school in White Plains, New York, was the last place on earth Jonathan Deverell would ever have expected to find himself. Granted, he'd been living on the American continent for nigh on 10 years, but most of that time had been spent on the western frontier, among people who had little to do with genteel society. The office of Foresight Academy's headmistress was a plain room of distempered grey walls and shaker furnishings, and though it was far less ostentatious than the upper-middle-class British household in which he'd been raised, the watercolours on the walls and the milk-glass vases filled with purple lilacs told him he was in the room of a lady. Given the man he'd become and the life he'd been living, this was the sort of room he seldom had cause to visit. "So, Mr. Deverell," Mrs. Forsyth's brisk voice broke into his observations, "you have arrived at last." Her tone implied that by not arriving sooner, he had somehow failed to live up to expectations. Ah, well, it wouldn't be the first time. "My apologies for the delay, ma'am," he said politely. With her steel-grey hair and firm mouth, the headmistress was an indomitable-looking woman, but she inclined her head in gracious acceptance of his apology. "I assume you wish to see Miss McGairn at once."
"I do, yes."
Despite her rebuke about his less-than-prompt arrival, she seemed in no hurry to comply with his reason for coming. Setting aside the card he'd given her, she sat down behind her desk and gestured for him to take the chair opposite.